At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You know, listening to Dave Murray's forecast there, and I'm going to break a rule here. I'm going to break a Mark Reardon Show rule because usually I only play this when it is either triple digits on the gun or triple digits with the heat index. But since the summer is starting, I'm going to use it today here.
It's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
I can't believe I'm complaining about the heat already, but I kind of am complaining about the heat already. Look, I like the heat better than the cold. Sue Thomas is probably laughing at me right now. Are you laughing at me, Sue? Are you there?
Of course.
Yeah.
But I was thinking the same thing, so guilty.
It's just, it shocks the system when the dew point goes up and the humidity. And I'm walking around, of course, with the new puppy in the neighborhood thinking, maybe I should have done this a couple of months ago. But by the way, that was some of the breaking news today. I've got the new puppy. I have not even posted anything on the X or on Facebook or Instagram about this. So the audience has seen this on the YouTube feed a little earlier. His name is Max. He's very cute. I kind of have a funny story that I'm going to share with Michelle Tafoya in a second. But he's adorable, right, Sue?
Oh, he is mind-bogglingly cute.
He is apparently a Border Collie mix. His name is Max. My daughter's hanging with him right now. But let me welcome into the show Michelle Tafoya, who is the host of the Michelle Tafoya podcast. Of course, she covered a lot of sports from the sidelines for decades here in this country. She's doing a great podcast right now. Hi, Michelle. How are you? Welcome back.
I love the puppy stage, and I hate the puppy stage, is what I will say. They're so unbelievably cute, and but then you've got to do the house training, you know?
There's a lot. And this puppy is only 11 weeks old. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. So I'm walking around in the neighborhood, and, you know, everyone's like, oh, it's so cute. And I'm like, would you like to come over at 3 a.m. and let him out? But I'll tell you what, the first two nights have gone remarkably well, but we're wearing this puppy out during the day, so he does well at night. But I got a story that segue into a conversation with you, because I love Jensei, and I have my XXXY gear. I love her clothing. She doesn't pay me to say that. I just love it. It's good quality stuff. So I go to adopt this puppy, and for whatever reason, at these, you know, the adoption agencies, there's a lot of they, them, and they're like literally wearing it on their tags, you know, their identifiers.
Oh,
and I'm standing there with my XXXY hat on, and I don't know if anyone noticed that at all, but I thought that was kind of ironic.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall and just watched and heard what they said after you left.
Well, so I got a little nervous because it was through the Humane Society. We're at this adoption event at the aquarium here downtown St. Louis because we had this terrible tornado. You probably heard some about it, but it didn't get a lot of national news. It was devastating. And because of that, they had more animals that were up for adoption. So I go down to the aquarium and I wore the hat. I will be honest with you. I had to pick up the dog later on Saturday afternoon, and I chickened out. I took it off. Mainly
you didn't
because,
wear it?
Well, because mainly because I didn't want him to do something. I didn't think they would, but honestly, my daughter had, you know, locked in on that puppy. I'm like, I'm not going to put this at risk at all for someone to try to do something because...
Now, see, this is the single biggest issue right here, is that it was like a fear factor for you that you didn't want to go in there with that hat on for fear of retribution.
There was.
It's exactly what it was. And people are getting called out and canceled, not just to cancel them, but to scare everyone else like them into shutting up and not doing things that they'd like to do and not speaking out on things they'd like to speak out on. And this is massive. It's one of the biggest issues that drew me out of sports and into what I'm doing now.
So I have, and I'm guessing you have heard this interview that Julie Hamill did with Breonna Keeler. I'm going to play that audio. So I'm going to play this audio after we let you go in the next segment. But it is amazing. I think you would agree, must hear audio, because I think Breonna Keeler, the anchor at CNN, is expecting something different. I'm not exactly sure. But this has to do with someone named A.B. Hernandez, who is a biological male whose performance has vaulted him into the center of this controversy in California. But you've had your own controversy in Minnesota with this softball pitcher, haven't you?
Yeah. Pitching, you know, just all kinds of heat in these softball games. This biological boy competing as a trans girl in softball, mowing down no one can hit off of this pitcher, and winning games when it matters in the state. You know, this kind of stuff is so absurd. I can't believe we're living through it, but I hope this all is like a bizarre footnote to where we are in history right now. None of this stuff makes any sense. People are defending it. I don't know why, because I guess it's virtue signaling, because it seems quote unquote mean if they don't, that they're not inclusive enough if they don't include trans girls in sports. Now, if you're a trans girl or you're a trans woman, you can compete in sports. Compete as the biology that you are. Because here's the thing about A.B. Hernandez, the pitcher here in Minnesota, all of these things that never happen that keep on happening, these athletes, they don't have a uterus. They don't have boobs. They don't get a menstrual cycle. So to say that just by taking hormones, they're somehow weakening themselves enough, it's not enough.
No.
People are like, we need more research. No, we don't. We need more spine. And we need to say, I'm sorry, this is not fair. We have divisions for a reason. We have weight class divisions, age divisions, sex divisions. There's a reason for that, so that we can promote fair competition and safe competition. This is none of those things.
So my daughter is 10 years old, and she's going this week. I dropped her off this morning at a softball camp in our school district, Rockwood. And we have a neighbor who's 14 years old who plays on the team, and she's actually one of the coaches for the softball clinic. And as we're driving there, I have not really, you know, breached this topic with my daughter, but I do know that the 14-year-old who lives next door, who plays softball, and her teammates were very, very dialed in and aware of the situation up in Minnesota with a biological male that is just smoking the competition. But as you know, Michelle, you could read the sports legacy media, and there's not even a mention, not even a whisper of the biological male, a reference to that in those stories, which is just unbelievable.
Well, if they write the stories, they put the pronouns of the preferred pronouns of the individual. They ignore reality. They ignore science. They ignore what's actually going on. I like to think that we're starting to see a slow boil happening with people like Martina Navratilova, people like Aaron Rodgers, all these athletes coming out and saying more and more about this, and girls stepping off podiums where they had to share a podium in Oregon with. It was Oregon or Washington, I can't recall, in Pacific Northwest, share with a biological male who was a trans female.
And that just happened over the weekend or last week, right?
Yeah, just over the weekend.
Right.
And this is so strange to me. And by the way, there was another competitor who competed as a boy the last 2 years, didn't do well, comes into the girls' competition this year and wins state. You know, it's like, and the other big piece of evidence here, again, we don't need more studies. Just look at the facts. You don't see biological girls who are now trans boys who are identifying as boys, you don't see them trying out for football teams and competing against males. And there's a really good biological reason for that. Why we're not applying just common sense and fairness to this situation says more about the adults. I want more adults in the room. I want more spine.
So you know the case, and I'm sure you and I talked about it at the time, what happened at the Olympics with Iman Khalif. And that one's a little nuanced because it was not a trans athlete, but it was a biological male. And there's been some activity even today. I mentioned Jen saying XXXY. Let me play some audio here from the IOC guy whose name is Thomas Bach.
Some want to own the definition of who is a woman. And there I can only invite them to come up with a scientific-based, a new definition of who is a woman and how can somebody being born, raised, competed, and having a passport as a woman cannot be considered a woman.
Well, it may have seemed like a good question, except now, as Jen Say, the aforementioned, has tweeted, Thomas Bach, thanks for the invitation. Here you go. Proof that Iman Khalif is a man because the chromosome test is out.
That's all it takes. It's her whole XXXY brand, and it's what I've been saying for years. You have chromosomal differences, and you don't have to do anything invasive to determine whether or not you're female or male, or you know, one or the other. You can do a cheek swab. Hell, I covered the NFL during COVID.
Yeah.
We were put under these, you know, we had to be tested 3 times a week, and it was an awful test. Many people remember that thing going way up your nose. It was quite invasive. You don't have to do that. You just have to have a cheek swab. Do it one time, and they'll figure out if you're male or female biologically. It ain't that tough.
That is a great analogy. It really is. It's so easy.
It's really easy. Hey, look, we make people pee in front of strangers to find out if they're taking drugs. Right? We make people take drug tests to hold certain jobs in certain professions. If you are going to compete at an elite level, you should be competing in your category, your sex category, your age category, your weight category. You can't all of a sudden have a 20-year-old go, I think I'll play peewee football. I'm going to identify as 9. You can't do that. Why? Biology. This is the same damn thing, and it's this gender ideology that is trying to throw the haze into this subject, make it murky, make it seem like, oh, well, if you're taking the right drugs, yada, yada, yada. You will never make a boy a girl. You will never make a man a woman. You can identify however you want. This is not transphobic. This is fact.
Well, I want people to hang out in the next segment because if you, ladies and gentlemen, have not heard the audio that I referred to with Breanna Keeler, it is must listen to radio, and we'll get to that here in a second. I played this soundbite a little earlier, and you're going to have to explain this guy because you're from Minnesota, but Tim Walz is such a buffoon.
Maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. Because we have to ferociously push back on this. We've got to find some goddamn guts to fight for working people in a way that makes a difference. Nobody votes for roadkill.
Michelle, he keeps getting speaking appearances, or he keeps being attached to Democrat national events. And as a guy who might maybe run for president, does he really think that at this point?
I don't know what he actually thinks. Look, the guy thought he could present himself the way he does and be the next vice president of the United States. That didn't happen.
Thankfully.
Thank God. I don't know what he thinks. I can't explain him. What I can say is suddenly the tolerant, quote unquote, tolerant, empathetic left is now saying, let's bully the you know what out of the president. We got to be meaner. We got to be bigger bullies. All right. Mm. So, you know, so much for when they go high or when they go low, we go high. They're just going low. For anyone who hasn't heard me talk about Tim Walz, the state of Minnesota, I've lived here for 30 years. I was not raised here. I was raised in California, but I wanted to go to a much more leftist state, so I came to Minnesota. No, when I came to Minnesota, we had like Republican governors. Under Tim Walz, the last 8 years, this state has absolutely just turned into a dumpster fire, and it's really sad. And a lot of people are leaving. So he is a disaster. I don't care if you like the way he talks. He does not know how to govern. He doesn't. He's not a leader. There's been tons of corruption in this state, tons. And it's just so sad because this was once a state I was really proud to live in.
Yeah.
And
well,
I'm
you
no
know,
longer.
You just had the anniversary. I didn't spend a lot of time on George Floyd, basically because I wouldn't wanted to. But I did want to spend some time. But it was the anniversary, I think, was on Memorial Day. And we got into other stuff last week. But, you know, the way that the media covered the George Floyd story, certainly back then, or even with the anniversary. I've said this before. Watch Liz Collins' movie, just 10 minutes of that movie, The Fall of Minneapolis,
yeah.
and you will
yeah.
see things in that movie. I've suggested this to some of my conservative audience to share with their lefty friends. You'll see things, you'll say, wait a second, why was I not shown that video from
yeah,
inside
exactly.
the convenience store, right?
Exactly, exactly. You will see stuff you've never seen before anywhere else because no one wants you to. But Liz Collin, who's a friend of mine, and yes, she is married to someone who is involved with the police, that does not skew her. In fact, it gives her kind
more
of an
cred.
Open look at
yeah.
what was happening behind the scenes that people didn't want you to know about it. So, yes, I agree. You can watch the first 10, 15 minutes and you'll be blown away. And I know, look, I've recommended it to a lot of people. And it has changed their minds about what happened.
Well, it should. I don't know how it couldn't. All right, what's hot on the podcast right now?
Oh, my gosh. Today we dropped an interview with Jay Feely. He's the former NFL kicker who is now running for Congress in Arizona. Every Wednesday we do Wild Card Wednesday where we pull just some video you probably haven't seen or heard, but it is so worth hearing. We have so many things coming up. Anne Marie Wiley, one of the former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, married to an NFL player. She is now kind of finding her political footing and not taking any guff from anyone. She is impressive. So we've just got a ton of stuff. I should probably repost this. We interviewed the executive vice president, or excuse me, the executive officer of the Anti-Defamation League. And this was about the rise of anti-Semitic actions in the United States and around the world. And then we saw what
Boulder.
Happened the last couple of weeks.
Right.
So
yeah.
it's he's worth listening to.
Yeah, I mean, just when you think it can't get worse, you have the assassination attempt in D.C., and then you have what happened in Boulder over the weekend. Hey, by the way, on the Jay Feely thing, I don't know what your thoughts are. Did you talk about the Justin Tucker situation or not?
We did not.
Yeah.
We did not. You know, I didn't want to. I wanted to focus on him and what he wants to bring to office. So, no, we
no,
didn't.
No, no.
So
is he running for something? I didn't know that. What is he running for?
He is running for the Senate seat he's running for Andy Biggs' seat because Andy Biggs in Arizona is running for governor.
Ah.
So now Jay Feely is running down
I
there.
Love
so
that. Well,
yeah.
in case people don't know the reference, and I don't know what to believe because I don't believe the legacy media, but Justin Tucker, who was cut from the Ravens, has been accused by several women of sexual improprieties, which I don't know if you have thoughts on that outside of that interview or not. Do you?
I covered Justin Tucker for a long, long, long time, basically his entire career. You know, all of these things surprise me when they happen. But this happens. Listen, he's innocent until proven
yeah.
guilty, right?
Yeah.
So we have to do that. We have to say that, and we have to honor that and abide by that.
All I know is I've seen a lot of these stories that have gone out, and then all of a sudden you start looking at the details, and there are
sure.
unfounded claims. So we'll see what happens, but he's certainly paying the price right now. Michelle, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate
Good
it.
To talk to you.
All right, take care. That's Michelle Tafoya. Check out the podcast.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars?
Well, ordinarily I might use this for audio cut of the day, but I wanted to spend a little bit more time on it. This is really something from the weekend. This is a California attorney by the name of Julie Hamel. And I don't know what Breonna Keeler at CNN, who is one of my least favorite people on all of television with her sour face, expected here. But this was about A.B. Hernandez, who is a transgender athlete, a boy whose performance has vaulted him. I'm going to be very careful here with the pronouns. I'm going to use the actual pronouns, vaulted him into the center of a national controversy because he's a junior at Jurupa Valley High School and placed first in the long jump, the triple jump, and the high jump during the preliminaries of the California State Championships, securing a place in all three finals. So Julie Hamel's on with CNN. You'd expect CNN, the guest, to be, you know, a little different than Fox. Well, in this particular case, Breonna Keeler found out differently.
What would make this fair for her to compete for those who are competing against her? What would that kind of structure in competition look like?
Who is her?
AB.
Okay, AB Hernandez is a male who identifies as a female. What would be fair is to have Hernandez competing in the male category. It is not fair to the females competing to have to compete with a male.
So that's a mic drop moment right there. And you know, Julie's absolutely right. But Breonna Keeler didn't stop there, made a complete fool out of herself.
Okay, so in Trump's federal funding threat, is that something, though, that would hurt all student athletes, including athletes who are assigned female at birth?
Would his federal funding threat hurt athletes?
If the money is taken away.
Right. So the law actually says that schools that do not abide Title IX or other federal laws cannot receive federal funds. So that's not Trump's fault. The problem is that the state with AB 1266.
But you understand, Julie, there's two views here on Title IX. So just to be clear, not everyone agrees with you on how you're viewing it. So in that regard, if you were to take away the funding on as it pertains to trans athletes, not everyone agrees with you. I think we just have to be clear about that.
Okay. Well, Breonna, you don't 90% of the American people. This is not, I'd even probably go a little higher than that. I might go 95%. And by the way, if you would educate people just a little bit more, it might be 99% of the American people think this is ridiculous that we're even talking about this issue. So Title IX was passed specifically to help female athletes. You have female athletes. I'd love to know if Breanna Keeler has a daughter, like my daughter. Female athletes who are being removed from podiums across the country. This is not isolated. They always say, oh, there's only so many trans athletes. I don't care if there's just one, like this person in California, A.B. Hernandez, one boy taking away opportunities. You had a couple of women, young women, that stood off a podium in the Pacific Northwest this weekend because they would not acknowledge it. It's ridiculous. And it's a very small percentage of people that even think that this is something we should be talking about. So Julie Hamill continued with Brianna.
If you are taking away the funds for athletes, student athletes in California, isn't that going to hurt all of them?
Taking away federal funds is going to hurt all California kids, which is why the state of California needs to comply with federal law. It's yes. Very simple.
It is very simple. Get in line with federal law. It's not Trump's fault. It's California's fault.
So when you dig into the science on trans athletes, what is really clear is that there needs to be a lot more research on a lot more trans athletes.
Okay, I got to stop right there. And this is, you know, I haven't had him in a while, but Kenny Wallace, who's a dear friend of mine, and I love him so much. When I think of a moment like that, this is what I think of.
Isn't that great?
No, there does not need to be more research, Brianna.
To be able to draw better conclusions about the effect of whether gender-affirming care actually reduces or eliminates the advantage conferred on an athlete who is genetically male. Would you welcome more research? Is this a situation where more research might help?
I
got to stop there again. Are you kidding me? More research? You don't need any more research than looking at the pitcher in Minnesota smoking a fastball pretty much faster than any other girl in the country. You don't need any more research outside of what happens in California. You don't need more research, Breanna Keeler.
I think that more research and more careful and thoughtful discussion is necessary here. Pediatric sex change procedures are very harmful, and they cause lifelong damage to children. And this is something that the United States of America needs to examine thoughtfully, and people need to be able to discuss openly without being called bigots and transphobes.
Now, she mentions, this is very good on the part of Julie Hamill, it's brilliant, because she mentions the United States of America. We are now behind the rest of the world, including the UK, because they've done the research on this, and they've tossed out the research, okay? We've done it here in St. Louis, Wash U. We closed this because of a lesbian who's married to a trans person who outed Children's Hospital.
There are obviously clear benefits to playing sports, to competing in sports. So when you're looking at an athlete like A.B. Hernandez, what would you have her do so that she can benefit from sporting?
I view A.B. Hernandez as the victim in this situation. Yep. I feel for him, and I feel that he has been lied to for his entire life, and it's probably very destabilizing and difficult for him right now to realize that what he's been told is not actually reality. He cannot become a girl. What he can do is compete in the male category.
So you say compete in the male category, mm-hmm. or what?
Or if the state and CIF want to create a separate category for people like A.B. Hernandez, and that's something that they want to do, fine. It is not fair to female athletes who have worked their entire lives for this kind of competition, who also, by the way, cannot speak out for fear of retaliation, which A.B. Hernandez's mother has personally threatened against them. So it's very unfair for our girls and women in California to have to compete with males, have to share facilities with males, and then not be able to speak up about the unfairness because people are going to label them as bigots.
I don't know that I was super familiar with who Julie Hamill was before I heard this over the weekend, but she's my new hero. That was amazing. And shame on Breanna Keeler. Greg Warren's coming up next, one of the funniest guys in the world, and he's from St. Louis.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Greg Warren, he's from right here in Kirkwood, Missouri. He's one of the funniest guys on the planet. He's got a new stand-up comedy show special called The Champ, which is on Nate Bargatze's Nateland channel. We're going to talk with Greg. I haven't caught up with him in quite some time. Greg Warren, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, Mark. Good to talk to you, man.
It's been a little bit, Greg Warren. I've missed you. I think you've even been in the building here, you know, when I'm here. But since I switched over to the FM, I sometimes, when I was on Camo X, I don't like to poach other people that are on other shows. You've been a St. Louis staple, though, for a while, and I missed you, Greg.
Yeah, man, I get in that radio building. They keep them away from the they call them FM hippies. They say it's about, you know, it's about a bad element over there. So I tend to.
That's how I kind of fit in, I think, on the FM dial. So, you know, yeah. I want to say I was embarrassed last week. I always see your Instagram stuff, and I've had people that are sharing some stuff. And then I went to Instagram to see if I was following you, and I wasn't, you know, shamefully following you. But is it my imagination, or is Greg Warren kind of picking up a lot of attention these days? We're going to talk about the special, but you're hot right now, aren't you?
There's been something weird going on in the last few years. I thought, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I was like, I think I might be turning the corner and getting better at this. And then, but I was like, I don't think anybody's going to care at my age, but, I don't know. The couple things came together, you know, the sort of clip culture helped me.
Yeah.
And then Nate Bargatze, who's the biggest comedian in the world right now, produced my last two comedy specials. So that helps. He's got a big audience and, what I was doing sort of fit within his brand, so it worked out well.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the brand here in a second, but how did you meet him? How did that relationship start?
A long time ago, we taped something for TV for country music television in Nashville, like probably we're talking 2005 or something. You know, he was just a kid back then. He was like a young guy and very funny, and that's where I met him. And then I saw him in St. When I lived in New York City, he was living there. And then, you know, not this special that's out right now, but the one that came out before that was right around the time where he was like, hey, I want to include some stuff on my network that's family friendly, but with an edge. And it worked out well.
Well, I want to piggyback on that because that's kind of the brand. You know, Sue and I were talking about this last week because one thing, and by the way, Greg, I'm very fond of profanity in my life, but it's kind of difficult to get, you know, comedians who don't drop a bunch of F-bombs, certainly when I've been at clubs. And again, I take no offense to that, but one of the things I like about your style and Nate's is that you're telling stories, they're clean stories. You have inspiration from your dad or the Cardinals or, you know, other things. I love the, earlier today I played the Target and CVS bit because the CVS and Walgreens bit. I thought that was fantastic. Well, yeah. Target's included in that too. But just the things that everyday people can kind of connect with, right?
Yeah. I went in hard on Walgreens and I'm a little nervous, man. I've been going to the same Walgreens in Kirkwood my whole life, and I love it there. I kind of regret for a second. I was like, man, maybe I went in too hard on them. And that night I went there and I walked in and there was nobody there, no employees visible. And I go, hey, is anybody here? And about 9 minutes later, some guy came out of the back and looked at me like he wasn't apologetic. He was like, how dare you walk in here and try to give us money for things that we have on sale? So I feel a little vindicated. You know, like maybe I was just fine teeing off on Walgreens. I want to be clear. I love Walgreens.
Yes.
I don't want them to quit. I don't want them to quit, Mark. Like, they got to hang in there. They just may need to adjust a few things.
Yeah, but the bit that I referred to also talked about the carts. And, you know, I've never used a cart. I would be shamed if I did at Walgreens. I've never really seen a lot of people using carts, but they have them, don't they?
Yeah, if you're using a Walgreens cart, man, you know, you're a scumbag. Like, I mean, I'm sorry. First of all, I've met their employees. They just can't handle that kind of volume. You know, like, that's I've seen them struggle with two items. And now we're going to encourage people to pick up, 40 items or something.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. You know what? The hidden secrets, I'm sure as a Walgreens guy, you know this. If you see a line at the counter, if there's another employee there, and that's becoming more rare, if you go to where the photo, you know, desk is, where people get the pictures done, you can sometimes get that person to check you out.
You're giving me this tip, Mark. Is that what you're doing here? You're giving me
pro tips.
The photo department tip, something I've known for 15 years.
Oh,
I told you,
yeah.
I'm a regular. Like, you're trying to tell me, I mean, and before that, it was they had people at the fragrance counter, that they actually had like a makeup section, cosmetics, where you could pull that. But listen, man, that trick has been around for a while, and it doesn't work too well.
Not anymore.
Because they're
doesn't.
Not there.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And, by the way, why would you have somebody at photos? Like, there's all of Walgreens, and that has one employee who's barely there. And then you're going to put a whole nother employee at photos. My theory is something else is going on in that photo department, because you can't make enough money on photos to have one employee dedicated to it. I think there's, I don't know if it's drugs. I don't know if it's, maybe it's like you can take a hit out on somebody by going to the photo department at Walgreens. It just doesn't make sense.
I would agree it doesn't make sense. I do think it's becoming more rare, just because anywhere you can't get good people, you can't find, you know, customer service. Tell me about the new special, The Champ. Now, can you see that right now on YouTube? I know Nate's got the Nate Land channel that's coming up, but tell us where we can find the new special.
It's on YouTube. It's on there right now. It's been out for 2 weeks. It's on the Nate Land channel. If you just Google The Champ, Mark, you'll find it. Now, if you wind up on that movie with Ricky Schroeder and John Voight, you're in the wrong place. Because that movie, it's not that funny. It's a fine film, but it's just not that funny.
No.
I don't want to give it away, but the champ dies in that movie. So nobody dies in my comedy special. I think people will enjoy it.
I think they will.
It's off to a really good start, and yeah, I would love it if the St. Louis people would check it out.
Well, so for those people who are listening tonight, I can't imagine that a lot of people listening aren't familiar with your story, but let's give a little of the origin story from Greg Warren here in St. Louis.
How far back you want to go, man?
Infancy. Let's check. No, the high school question. You mentioned Kirkwood. Was it Kirkwood High? Sue Kirkwood. Thomas says that's where it was, right?
Yeah, Kirkwood. My dad was a coach at Kirkwood High School. He was a football and a wrestling coach at Kirkwood High School.
And then how did you get the first, bug for comedy? Look, I've told this story. I started putting headphones on when I was about 11 or 12 years old. This was in Chicago, listening to WLS radio. And I knew right then that I wanted to flap my lips on the radio. When was that moment you decided you wanted to do all this professionally?
Professionally, I'm not sure. I didn't have the guts. It took me a while to get there, but the first time it spoke to me was, my friend Stacy Weiland and I were, going up to Iowa for a wrestling tournament. It was like my sophomore year of high school. And that summer we were going up for some, national tournament, and we were cutting weight, and we were on a Greyhound bus, and we were both kind of miserable. And he had, a Eddie Murphy cassette tape and a Walkman. And I listened to it and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard. So I repeated Eddie's material for about 4 years and annoyed my friends to death. But that's the first time I showed an interest in it.
How do you keep the bits fresh? What do you do there? Do you test things out? I guess, sometimes I'm curious about this with songwriters. Songwriters say that song came to me like instantaneously. And then sometimes it takes a little longer. You just poke around on that, or is there a method to the madness?
I mean, I most mornings I'm in town, you'll see me either at the Kirkwood Starbucks or the Caldies, and I'm like journaling a little bit, like just writing down like what happened in the last few days and seeing if there's anything interesting or different there. And I listen to my act a lot. And I try to turn it over. Like I try to put out a new hour every couple years, and I'm making a little progress towards the new thing. The new thing just came out, so I'm like, I gotta scramble here. But I think that's the only thing that makes it fun, actually, is to have new material.
Well, aren't you, I consider myself very lucky, but how damn lucky is it and awesome that you can do what you started thinking about doing in high school and you're still having fun doing it? I don't know about you, but I can't sit under fluorescent lights like at a desk or something like that.
I did it, and I'm glad I'm not doing it anymore. I was in sales for 10 years. So yeah, I'm really, really grateful. Yeah. And it's kind of cool. I lived in LA for a while, lived in New York for a while, but St. Louis is kind of a great place for me. Kind of connects me with my childhood. And that makes me remember funny stuff. And then, there's been an open mic night at the St. Louis Funny Bone at Westport Plaza since the 80s on Tuesday nights. You can go up and try anything you want. And that's where I work out new material.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I remember Leno used to do that back in the day. Even when he was doing The Tonight Show, he would still go down to the club in Redondo and just do a bits, right?
Hermosa.
Yeah,
Hermosa Beach.
Hermosa.
I was just there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa. I just did a show there a couple Fridays ago. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, Greg Warren, it's called The Champ. You can find it now on YouTube or on the Nateland channel. It just came out a couple of weeks ago. It's awesome to hook up with you again. And shame on me for not following you on Instagram. But again, so many bits have been shared with me by friends. The Cardinals bit that you talk about your dad is awesome. And that one people have shared quite a bit. So it's great to hook up with you again.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, great talking to you, Mark. Yeah, man. Good work, buddy. I'm glad things are going well for you.
Take care, Greg. Thank you.
Okay, see you.
Well, we're going to wrap things up here in just a couple of minutes, and I'm going to share some really good audio for Audio Cut of the Day, and then I'm going to go home and try to manage my household, which has a new puppy. I broke the news of that a little bit earlier on the show. We have a little new puppy named Max from the Humane Society over the weekend. He is a very cute little 11-week-old Border Collie lab mix, we think. We're going to find out soon enough. Got to do the DNA test, so I'll keep you posted on that. But it is, if anyone would like to come over to my house at about 3 in the morning, maybe even in addition to that, and help let the dog out, just let me know.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, let me set this up just a little bit here. Tim Walz, the goofy-ass you know, Minnesota governor who ran for vice president, and Wes Moore, who is the Maryland governor, were at the same event over the weekend. Here's Wes Moore. They're at a fish fry. They're talking about maybe running for president. We don't know.
We must fight with the fierce urgency of now. Gone are the days when the Democrats are the party of no and slow. Let's not just talk about an alternative. Let's not study an alternative. Let's deliver the alternative.
I can play you Tim Walz, but you've heard him enough. But here's Scott Jennings being asked by a congresswoman in Michigan, Debbie Dingell, you know, talking about the Democrats and their future path, and this is pretty good.
I'll defend the Democrats. They are for things. Illegal aliens, for boys and girls sports. I mean, you are for things. And that's why you have such struggles right now in your party, because you're not for anything that's on the right side of any of the 80-20 issues that are driving this cultural divide in America. I think Wes Moore is actually a pretty talented communicator. The other person who spoke in South Carolina, Tim Walz, is this special mixture of extreme buffoonery and a mean spirit, which is a toxic brew. He is not the future of the Democratic Party. Moore is interesting. Moore is interesting. Probably more interesting than some of the radicals you have out there, Crockett, AOC. I mean, those are the true leaders of your party right now, but it'd probably be better off replacing them.
That's not true, and I'm not going to even let you.
That's not true, and here's the thing.
Well, it is true, and Jennings held their feet to the fire in that clip. There's your audio cut of the day. I'm glad I didn't have to repeat the Tim Walz thing. We spent some great time with Michelle Tafoya earlier, but the one story that's kind of breaking today is about the male boxer that competed in the Olympics, and Jen Say sort of broke that story from XXXY Athletics, the chromosome test. We may try to get her on tomorrow afternoon because I'm a big fan of Jen's, and she's one of the best on that particular issue. Have a great Monday night.
I thought it would kill me, but tonight...
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.